Wilbur listened patiently, his feathers rustling softly. "Fear is a tricky thing, little Pip," Wilbur said. "It can grow bigger and bigger until it traps. It can go bigger and bigger until it traps you like a cage. But remember, you're a bird, and birds were made to fly." Pip looked at the ground far below. His heart pounded in worry. "Sometimes," Wilbur continued, "the bravest thing we can do is to try again, even when we are scared. Start small, one flap, then another." Pip took a deep breath. He spread his wings, feeling the familiar lightness of his body. He hopped to the edge of the nest. The whole world seemed to stretch out below him, dizzying and vast. He closed his eyes, remembering the feeling of the wind carrying him. Then, with a tiny leap, Pip launched into the air. His wings fluttered once, twice, and then, with a surge of joy, they caught the wind. Pip was flying again. Higher and higher, he soared, his fear melting away with each beat of his wing. The forest looked like a green patchwork blanket below, and Pip's heart swelled with a sense of freedom he had almost forgotten. From that day on, Pip never